That's mentioned in different surah, Surah Taha. But his worries was listed in Surah Shu'ara. So because of 1, 2, 3, 4 that we mentioned, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1, 2, 3, 4. So there is a link here. Now, my favorite part. Prophet Musa finally arrived to the palace of Fir'aun. This is my favorite part because a beautiful debate will take place from Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam walked into this palace. Fir'aun is sitting on his chair in his throne around all of his, you know, assistants, his generals, his army, and then his slaves, the Israelites, everyone in the palace. And Musa alayhi salam is coming into the palace. Remember, Musa alayhi salam was struggling with some anger before the Ba'tha. That's why he asked Allah, make me calm. Because this is terrifying. You're actually getting into the palace of Fir'aun, and they're already searching for you. And you actually going to them by your own will. This is scary. He needed that calmness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Musa walked into the palace. And the first thing he said, just a little bit about Fir'aun's character. He is an evil genius. He knows how to actually humiliate you. And he's a big manipulator. Like they call it a gaslighter, right? He knows how to actually humiliate you. He's genius at this. And Musa alayhi salam is coming with his logic, with the risala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so now the debate will start. Musa alayhi salam walked inside the palace, looked at Fir'aun and told him, I have two things to say. Number one, Inni Rasulu Rabbil Alameen. I'm the messenger of Allah. Number two, Arsil Ma'ya Bani Israel. Two things, very clear. I'm the messenger of God, and please send to me all of these guys that you're actually captured as slaves. Now, Musa alayhi salam couldn't say this if Allah had not sent calmness and peace into his heart. Because this is crazy to ask. You're going to his own home and you're telling him that I'm the messenger of God. So basically you're not a God and I want your people. It's crazy to ask, right? And then Fir'aun, now he is going to start. So Fir'aun will tell him, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمْرِكَ سِنِينَ وَفَعَلْتَ فِعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Look at this. Prophet Musa is speaking with his logic now. I'm the messenger of God. I want people to convert to this message. And Fir'aun did not answer to all of this. He didn't debate the idea if you're a messenger or you're not a messenger. He did not discuss all of this. He told him, you are so ungrateful. Didn't we raise you in this palace? Didn't we feed you here? We took care of you. And now you even committed a crime. You killed someone and then you escaped. Shame on you. Now this is a characteristic of what? Of a manipulator. What manipulation means? You make someone feel so bad about something that's not true. I know you're right, but I have a way to make you feel guilty, even though I know that you're right. That's what manipulation means. And Fir'aun was a master at this.